Strong Santa Ana winds expected tonight into tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be held this morning at the National Cathedral in Washington. More than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war, that number from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. This is ABC News. Several states now joining a federal lawsuit over rent prices across the country.
The government is suing six major landlords, accusing them of illegally collaborating to raise rents nationwide. North Carolina is one of 10 states now joining the Justice Department, alleging these major property companies, operating more than 1 million housing units in 43 states, are using algorithms to set rents and share sensitive information with each other to reduce competition and boost profits.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Bird flu has now been confirmed in North Texas. Officials say it's been found in a wild bird not far from Austin. This comes after the country's first human death from bird flu happened in Louisiana. President Biden has a new title, great-grandpa. His granddaughter, Naomi Biden Neal, gave birth to her first child, a boy, yesterday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Biden believed to be the first sitting president to become a great-grandfather. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. February 8th, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m., the Medford Lions and P-Town Saloon are hosting the P-Town Snowshoe Event. There's going to be food and refreshments starting at 9:30 a.m., a bonfire for your enjoyment, basket raffles, cash raffles, Lions raffles all afternoon, music for your enjoyment all day, and much, much more. There's age groups for those ranging from 11 to 20, 21 to 40, 40 to 60, and 61 and up. And there's a snowshoe event for kids up to 10 years of age on Saturday afternoon. Once again, this is happening February 8th over at the P-Town Saloon, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m. and the race beginning at 11 a.m. With all the activities available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Whether it be watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim. But the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the child learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform a young person.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child has been scammed online, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dorothy Slim Lorraine McGuirk, age 89, of Fifield, died on Thursday, January 2nd, at her home. She is survived by her three daughters, Vicki Patterson, Patty Skamorowski, and Pam McGuirk, further survived by six grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, and by three siblings, Ralph Zimmerman, Charles Zimmerman, and Susan Thompson, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy Slim Lorraine McGuirk, age 89, of Fifield. Ron Johnson, age 69, of Phillips, passed away peacefully at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau on January 3rd, surrounded by his family. Ron is survived by his wife, Barb, by his children, Jalmer Johnson, of Medford, by Michelle Drobnik, of Kenham, and by Otto, of Marengo. Further survived by his grandchildren, by his future granddaughter, and by his siblings, Karen Ettinger of Ogama, Harold Jr. Johnson of Prentice, and Randy Johnson of Superior. Further survived by 7 nieces and nephews and numerous great nieces and nephews. Upon Ron's wishes, cremation took place and a celebration of life will be held on January 18th at the Phillips Armory from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. This has been the funeral notice for Ron Johnson, age 69. Elsie Hawkins, age 93, of Ogama, passed away peacefully at Riverview Nursing Home in Tomahawk on December 31st. She is survived by her children, Richard of McHenry, Illinois, Kathy Withrow of Spring Grove, Illinois, Daniel of Sun City, Arizona, Delta of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Brett of Prentice, Marilee Wise of Advance, Missouri, by Melanie Smid of Wonder Lake, Illinois, John of Ogama, Robin Scott of Ogama, Kevin of Ogama, Christina Holstrand of Prentice, Lisa Hawkins of Twins Lake, and Luann Winter of Medford. Further survived by 43 grandchildren, 62 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren, and by her sister, Martha of Federal Way, Washington. Visitation held on Friday, January 10th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Ogama Baptist Church, followed by a funeral service at 2:30 p.m. There will also be visitation on Thursday, January 16th, at the Justin Funeral Home, located in McHenry, Illinois. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Elsie Hawkins, age 93, of Ogama. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Eagles in Philadelphia Sunday in the wild card playoffs. The Eagles have one of the top-ranked defenses in the league under coordinator Vic Fangio. I asked Matt LaFleur what makes them so tough.
You just don't see a whole lot of open space, a lot of gotcha plays. You're going to have to earn it because if they get you in third and long, it's a nightmare.
College basketball, two of the Badgers men's team dealing with injuries. Max Klesmet in a walking boot after injuring his right ankle. Nolan Winter, able to practice despite suffering a deep cut to his finger the other night. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-105 blowout over the Spurs. A.J. Green with 14 points asked, how do you defend 7'3" Victor Wembanyama?
Just be physical and crawl up under him, try to make him uncomfortable, stab at the dribble. That's what coaches wanted us to do, and I think that's how you got to try and guard them.
That's the Bucks' A.J. Green with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the sports schedule today, the Butternut girls basketball team will play host to Bowler today. That'll be a 5:45 start time at the Butternut Gym today. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan wrestling team will be hosting a couple of other schools, Elko and Athens, today at the Park Falls Gymnasium. So if you want to see some wrestling, go on down for that tonight at the Park Falls Gym. And Three Lakes will travel to Phillips for a varsity and JV girls basketball contest today. Sports Update is brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing this afternoon. Our high today right around 22. Tonight, more light snow. Overall, it's not going to be much. We're looking at a dusting at best, less than a half inch for sure. Our low tonight, 13. Tomorrow, cloudy, flurries, 19. Could see more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 6.
98Q Country.
Prepare for the most effective new exercise device ever. The headband. You won't believe how simple the headband is with its daily three-step program. The headband. First, strap the headband on your big fat melon. Second, run 30 to 40 miles. And third, eat less than 500 calories.
The headband really worked. I could feel the burn. The moment after I put it on, ran 32 miles and only ate a medium-sized grapefruit.
It's that easy. The headband. It's all you need. As long as you include the running and starving.
So hungry. Must keep running.
Can you hear me now?
Rascal Flatts.
Toby Keith.
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
My baby, she's Alabama. A Dixieland delight. Kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer, your sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. Cause I love
little.
make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and a wind mess up your hair. And let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Days will be long, but the years will fly right by. We'll never be as young as we are tonight. Baby, ain't that right?
Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? of a man with a born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
It's a great day to be alive.
Time to shine!
98Q Country.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Horse swing, sway like a Tennessee lullaby. Standing there looking at you, lonely boy far from home. Maybe it was Memphis, maybe it was other summer nights, maybe it was you, maybe it was me, but it sure felt right. Read about you in a Faulkner novel, met you in a Williams play, heard about you in a country love song. Summer night beauty took my breath away. What was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you, lonely boy far from home. Maybe it was Memphis, maybe it was other summer nights, maybe it was you.
Pam Tillis, country classic, a 98Q Country. How you doing? How you doing? It's the ninth day of January. We're a week removed from New Year's already, and we're delving into the year 2025. We're back into the whole rhythm of work and school and all that stuff. Doesn't take us long to get back into it, does it? I hope you are well today. The temperatures and weather just continue to be very uneventful here in northern Wisconsin. Temperatures, 20, 25 right through Sunday. And little, if any, precipitation, maybe a dusting of snow over the weekend, but no major snowstorm is in our forecast. So as far as comfort and just existing up here in northern Wisconsin, very acceptable, very acceptable. Of course, we're all to the point. And like I said the other day, even if you're not a person who uses the snow, you know, for entertainment and stuff, we're all to the point. We're just like, okay, we're ready. How about a little bit of snow here? Let's get the snowmobiles going and all that stuff. But it's not there. It's just not in the forecast. I mentioned to my wife yesterday, I always know when my wife gives me the look or the chuckle when I say something. And I was referring to, I don't know what it was to do with the weather or whatever, but I used the phrase in cahoots. Have you used that recently? Well, if you... I'm going to challenge you today. All right. Use that in a sentence at some point today. All right. And then just look around. Look around to see what kind of response you get. Now, in cahoots, if you're not familiar with it, the phrase. Now, when I thought about, when I went to look at what the phrase origination was and the history of it, I immediately thought to myself, well, this has got to be a Southern thing. Because it sounds like it, doesn't it? I mean, when you say the word in cahoots, you're just like, well, that's got to be from like Alabama or something like that, Kentucky or somewhere, Georgia, and not even close. It's not. It's actually a phrase that originates in the France, in French, a French word, cahoot, C-A-H-U-T-E. And those of you who speak that language know this already. And that means a cabin. Or a hut. So when you are in cahoots with someone, or in cahoot, that means you're gathering with them and working on stuff. So the phrase is used to describe a questionable collaboration, or a secret partnership, usually involving people up to no good. I love that, up to no good. For example, you might say that two people are in cahoots if you think that they are planning to do something secretly together. So I used that phrase, and my wife kind of looked at me, and I looked back at her, and I said, you haven't heard cahoots in a while, have you? And she said, no, I really haven't. It was a nice reference. So I'll use that at some point today, all right? Especially if you're like a leader, maybe you're a manager of a place or something, you're having a meeting today, throw that in and just see what the response is. And then text me through the 98Q Civic Media app and let me know how it went. And then let me know if you need a job. in cahoots. It's a great one. It sounds like a Dukes of Hazzard thing, doesn't it? Sounds like something that, because Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard, that's the first thing I thought of. But not even close. Well, with the presidential election wrapping up, of course, late last year, and then we rolled right into the holidays, isn't it nice when you tune in television and stuff like that? Isn't it great to have all the drug commercials back again? Isn't it nice to have anything with a Z, a Y, a Q in it, and they do that because it grabs your attention. I mean, if you have a new drug and a drug commercial and you name it, Bob or William, nobody's going to pay attention. But if you name it Nzidzi, or there's always a Z, a Y, a Q, or something in there. Jardians. Oh, the Jardians dance is wonderful, isn't it? Love the Jardians dance.
What the hell's going on out here?
They've had like three or four people be the leader of the Jardians dance. There's going to be a Jardians dance documentary someday. It is Jardians, right? The one where the commercial starts out and the person's standing there, and they're just an average-looking person like you and I, you know. And then all of a sudden, they look to their right, and there's some people walking down the street together, and so they just drop whatever they're doing. They're like running the newspaper stand, and they just drop whatever they're doing, and they just follow this group of people down the street. And then within like 30 seconds, there's a choreographed flash dance, flash dance is choreographed, but there's like a choreographed musical going on in the middle of the street, celebrating the joys of Jardiance or or Zidzi Zaza or whatever. I mean, there's like, it's almost like every day I see a new drug, and don't get me wrong, they have a place in the world, but there's no doubt that there's way too many. They're just all over the place. So the political commercials went away. The Christmas commercials went away, and now we're back to the dancing drugs and the animated drug commercials on the TV. It's wonderful. All right, what else do we have here today? The Packers are preparing for their big game on Sunday. It looks like Jalen Hurts is going to be ready to go, their quarterback for Philadelphia. This is going to be a tough one. This would be the upset of the weekend if the Packers went to Philadelphia and won this game. The Packers, Jordan Love, is going to play, obviously, but he's not 100%. I don't think any of them are at this point. But that'll be an upset, but the Packers have done it before. I mean, the encouraging part is the Packers do have a good line, both offense and defense, pretty much. Their offensive line, definitely. So there is possibilities there. So that'll be a 3:25 kick on Sunday. You got two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. It's looking like the Viking game on Monday is probably going to be moved. It's scheduled to be played in L.A., but with all the wildfires going on there, and that there's absolutely no progress being made as far as containing those fires. And this morning in some of the hills of Beverly Hills area, the winds are gusting like still. They were like 90 or 100 last night. Not sure if they calmed down this morning. I saw a picture on the news screen here this morning in the studio of the wind just literally horizontal, just blowing trees and sparks. So it looks like that Viking-Ram game Monday night is probably going to be moved to Arizona. And I would assume that would be far enough away from the wildfires where there's not smoke issues and stuff like that, because there's a lot of smoke, obviously, from the wildfires out there in California. So that's what's going on football-wise this weekend. Let's see here. We talked, I encourage you to listen in. We have a new segment called The Gray Area, where Gray and I get together on the air once in a while, and then we make it available on demand. Go to the podcast section of 98qcountry.com. We've got three episodes of The Gray Area. Gray Gunderson and I talking about all kinds of different issues, topics, maybe not issues, just topics. And yesterday we talked about the Bears building a new dome stadium. They don't call it a dome stadium anymore, but it's a covered stadium. So the Bears are going to be leaving the elements, and we had a discussion. Well, I kind of forced Gray to have a discussion about Lambeau Field, about, when do you move on from a place like Lambeau Field, Soldier Field? They're moving on. So that discussion, some of it tongue-in-cheek, is available for you at 98qcountry.com. Go to the podcast section and listen to that at some point today. I think you might get a kick out of it, get a few head shakes out of it, at the very least. Today, there will be no mail today. Today is a national day of mourning to honor former President Jimmy Carter. The federal offices are closed today. All the U.S. postal services, post offices are closed today. So don't go to the post office. National day of mourning do not require banks to close, though. So most banks will remain open today. National parks will also be open today. So no post office today. And government offices will be, check with them before you go anywhere. But the banks should be functioning as normal today. See where Airbnb announced... it is offering free temporary housing to residents who are impacted by that Los Angeles wildfire. That's nice. Hopefully help out a few people out there. President Joe Biden is a great-grandpa. Did you see that? Yeah. And this funeral today, the get-together to recognize Jimmy Carter, will have five ex-presidents together. Did I see that? Is it five? Lose track sometimes. So you got Clinton, you've got Bush, you've got Obama, you got Biden and Trump, five former or current. So they all will be in there today. President Trump has behaved himself for the most part with this whole thing. He did make some comment about Carter being a horrible president at first, and then he backed away. I think somebody tugged on his shirt sleeve and said, no, not now. Wait. Then he got better. The presidency hasn't started yet. 7:36, it's 24 before 8. Let's do it. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC kicks off our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another fire breaking out overnight in Southern California, this one in the hills above Hollywood. ABC's Matt Gutman with more.
The Sunset Fire, fueled by this week's historic wind event in Los Angeles, igniting in the hills just north of Hollywood Boulevard. Firefighters blasting water into this apartment, trying to protect it. A fleet of helicopters swirling over the fire, dropping water. Residents facing gridlock as they try to evacuate down the narrow streets of the Hollywood Hills.
2,000 structures have been destroyed and 5 people have lost their lives. And not good news for those in Los Angeles. Another round of those strong Santa Ana winds expected tonight into tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be held this morning at the National Cathedral in Washington. More than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war, that number from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tuesday, January 28th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Medford campus of the North Central Technical College is hosting a mine safety class. This course is provided by MSHA-approved instructors and covers 8 complete hours of mine health and safety topics, including first aid, current MSHA changes, miners' rights, and other relevant topics. Attendees will come from the mining industry, suppliers, vendors, and contractors to the mining industry, logistics companies that do truck driving at mine sites, gravel pits, quarries, and companies that do excavation at mine sites for aggregate. Once again, this is happening Tuesday, January 28th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1001 Progressive Avenue in Medford. A familiar name has become a member of the Wisconsin Legislature. Lisa Hale has the story.
The 107th session of the Wisconsin Legislature kicked off Monday with the inauguration of new state lawmakers. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley swearing in the new members of the state assembly.
On a lighter note, I will note that Benjamin Franklin has joined the Wisconsin Assembly. So I would be remiss in not adding a fourth quote, words of wisdom to guide you all in your work. Well done is better than well said.
Benjamin Franklin is a new assembly member from De Pere. The Republican represents the 88th Assembly District covering De Pere, Alloway, Bellevue, and a small part of Green Bay.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Eagles in Philadelphia Sunday in the wild card playoffs. The Eagles have one of the top-ranked defenses in the league under coordinator Vic Fangio. I asked Matt LaFleur what makes them so tough.
You just don't see a whole lot of open space, a lot of gotcha plays. You're going to have to earn it, because if they get you in third and long, it's a nightmare.
College basketball, two of the Badgers men's team dealing with injuries. Max Klesmet in a walking boot after injuring his right ankle. Nolan Winter able to practice despite suffering a deep cut to his finger the other night. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-105 blowout over the Spurs. A.J. Green with 14 points asked, how do you defend 7'3" Victor Wembanyama?
Just be physical and crawl up under him. Try to make him uncomfortable. Stab at the dribble. That's what coaches wanted us to do, and I think that's how you got to try and guard them.
That's the Bucks' A.J. Green with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right. We have Kyle Cronin in here, our district administrator for the Shawamigan School. Each Thursday he joins us right around this time, about 7:40. Morning, Kyle.
Morning, Joel. I was thinking, you know, in the future we should talk about having an intro song to this segment.
Yeah. So
we should come up with something.
Get a local band to do something for us, yeah.
Yeah. I'll so we... Well, hey, I happen to know a band.
Oh, you do? Huh? Oh, yeah. All right. a high school band. Sure,
high school band, middle school band. Know a couple of them.
Band, choir, together. Maybe they could get together. Just encourage Mr. Donner and maybe do a little 10, 15 second intro for us.
I'm going to challenge him now.
Yeah.
See what kind of intro song we can
have. I like it. All right. Well, all right. What's going on at Shawangunk School?
Oh, my gosh. We got all kinds of things. It is getting to be close to the end of the semester. The semester officially ends next Friday. And then on the 20th, we have an in-service day, so there'll be no school on the 20th as we turn from semester one to semester two. So that's next Friday. However, coming up today, we have an American Legion oratorical competition in the auditorium starting at 9:30. And it's the first time, at least in recent history, that that's been held here, and we're excited for that. We have four or five students with some prepared remarks that they'll give and be judged on. And
scholarship opportunities.
Yeah, that's my understanding. There's a whole level of competition for that.
Yeah.
We also have coming up the All-State Choir in Appleton for some of our students, and the Nendorian Choral Festival coming up as well. So Mr. Donner's got a busy 4 days. He really goes from the All-State Choir to the Dorian Choral over the course of 4 days.
And then he's got our intro to put together, too.
Yeah, so, and then we're going to challenge him with this new item. I'm sure they'll be excited about that.
We would be right at the top of that list, I'm sure, right?
We've got Honors Band coming up down in Whitewater in the middle of the month, 17th and 18th, again, right about that end of the semester time. Practice ACT coming up for our high school students on the 22nd, and musical auditions start. So I don't know if we're going to get a lot of time for Mr. Donner to help us with that.
Spring break, maybe.
Maybe spring break.
Yeah, okay.
FBLA regionals at the beginning of February. We also have our Leo Learn to Connect coming up on January 30th. So quite a bit going on at the high school. At the middle school, we've got basketball open gym on Wednesdays through the months of January and February after school from 3:15 to 5:25. Shawangunk Middle School math and reading star testing is going to begin on January 9th and it'll continue on the 14th and 15th. So our middle of the year check on things with our assessments.
All right.
Girls volleyball is away on January 14th. So that's middle school girls volleyball at Hurley on the 14th at 5:30. And our middle school choir is going to be heading over to a choir festival on January 16th. You know, with the amount of times I've mentioned choir and music, I think we're going to have to look for an outside source for the theme song.
We might have to.
our elementary things going on mid-year reading and math screenings there as well, and those assessments beginning. Park Falls Elementary is a 95% attendance goal. In December, they hit 94.54% attendance. And if you know anything about school attendance and things that have been in the news, it has been a massive struggle across the state, and we've done a great job, and we just want to keep doing better on that. When the students are in school, they're learning and doing better.
Those are good
overall.
Good numbers for a school district that has a lot of space to cover.
Yeah,
good many
numbers.
Miles. Yeah,
the ice rink remains open. We've had enough cold weather recently that that should be in good shape.
All right.
We've got wrestling at home this evening at 6 p.m. Girls and boys varsity basketball versus Auburndale tomorrow starting at 5:30 and then again at 7:15. And that is varsity girls and boys. So doubleheader. On Saturday, we've got hockey at Pacelli at 7 p.m. And then on Monday, we've got girls basketball at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, boys basketball versus Abbotsford at 5:45 and 7:15. And then as well on Tuesday, hockey at Barron. Quite a bit going on.
Home wrestling tonight, couple of teams coming in.
So we're looking forward to it, and we'll just have to start brainstorming another way to get that theme song.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, they're already practicing and together, so this would be a good time to use our song like as a warm-up, you know, maybe the do re mi fa sol la ti do version of our intro or whatever.
We'll have to give them a
just
bit of
the
a
idea guy. All right, Kyle.
You have a great day.
Good to see you. Cal Cronin, our district administrator for the Shawangunk School District, joins us Thursday mornings at right around this time, 7:40, to update you on what's going on all around the North Woods. You can always feel free to text us your birthdays and anniversaries and also song requests on the wheelwayautos.com. Text line. Yeah, just put that Civic Media app on your phone. It's absolutely free. And that way you can listen to us and just hit text and yada yada, whatever you put in there, and it comes right into the studio. Brought to you by Wheelway Autos in Fifield. Check out all the great vehicles with Pete and the folks there at wheelwayautos.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Get 15% off everything you can fit inside the bag at Menards. Quaker State Full Synthetic Motor Oil ensures strong engine performance, even in freezing temperatures. It also delivers unsurpassed protection against friction-related wear. Get 15% off Quaker State Motor Oil and all the automotive products you can fit inside the bag. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing this afternoon. Our high today right around 22. Tonight, more light snow. Overall, it's not going to be much. We're looking at a dusting at best, less than a half inch for sure. Our low tonight, 13. Tomorrow, cloudy, flurries, 19. Could see more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, life is like a jukebox. Just push play. Not everybody's first verse sounds the same. But we all get born and we all get raised. Where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16. Slow roll, big timing on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans. If you bought them that way or not. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around 5. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. That they love like a brother. And who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing with somebody. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around 5. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday. Tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song. Yeah, it's just one big country
survive. So raise them high, turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. Just one big country song.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be.
BP, Brad Paisley there at 98Q Country.
No, we didn't have to be.
We're going to roll on into Phillips Cafe this weekend. All the Millers have been, it's a Northwoods tradition. They've been there 44 years. Have you tried their Friday fish? Maybe a little chicken over the weekend? Phillips Cafe, always a great value and a great meal. Phillips Cafe right in downtown Phillips. Toby, the 98Q house dog has arrived. The day has begun.
I am not okay.
I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds, too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law
put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing he should always find. You gotta saddle up your boy.